$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll spotlight cutting-edge innovations like autonomous electric tractors and electric weed control solutions that promise lower costs and chemical-free farming. We'll explore strategic irrigation sensor integrations and new funding mechanisms driving early-stage biotech and sustainable agriculture startups forward. Plus, we'll examine advancements in biofungicides, herbicide development, biocontrol certifications, and collaborative efforts to bolster seed crop protections. Controlled environment agriculture also takes center stage with breakthroughs in greenhouse lighting systems, saffron cultivation, and CO2 recycling for algae production. Finally, we look at large-scale partnerships, modernization initiatives, and sustainability programs that continue to redefine the agricultural landscape. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Valencia-based startup Voltrac has launched an autonomous electric tractor platform after securing €2 million in funding from Food Labs and Antler. The tractor removes the need for traditional drivetrains by using per-wheel electric motors to lower maintenance and operational costs. It is designed for both agricultural and defense purposes, with first deliveries expected in the first quarter of 2026, and the company is working in collaboration with Aguirre Agricola and NATO departments. Meanwhile, Treatoscope and Nutrien Ag Solutions have announced a multi-year partnership that will integrate plant-based irrigation sensors with agronomic services. Treatoscope's sap flow sensors, powered by AI, will be used to measure real-time water uptake, with this data being integrated into Nutrien's Crop Connect platform to improve water use efficiency and irrigation management. In the investment space, Biotope by VIB has raised €5 million in its second fund, bringing the total to €9 million toward its target. The fund will invest €250,000 each in up to 30 early-stage biotech startups, with support from partners like BNP Paribas Fortis and the Flemish Biotechnology Institute. The initiative focuses on scientific de-risking, IP strategy, diversity, and global impact. In another funding update, UK-based Rootwave has raised $15 million to scale its electric weed control technology that targets herbicide-resistant weeds. Using high-frequency electricity, the solution has achieved up to 99% kill rates in trials. The round was led by Clay Capital and included $3 million in debt facilities from Innovate UK, promoting a chemical-free, sustainable alternative to herbicides. Finally, EIT Food Rising Foodstars has announced its 2025 cohort, selecting 16 agri-food scale-ups that focus on climate resilience, affordability, and sustainability across Europe. The chosen companies work in areas such as sustainable agriculture, food tech, functional ingredients, alternative proteins, and sustainable packaging. Since 2018, the program has supported 146 scale-ups, helped raise €870 million, and contributed to the creation of over 1,140 jobs. Plant science is making impactful strides with new collaborations, product launches, certifications, and expanded programs driving innovation and sustainability. MicroPep Technologies and Corteva have initiated a multi-year research and development collaboration focused on developing peptide-based biofungicides by leveraging MicroPep's Chrysalix platform to identify novel crop protection peptides, granting Corteva exclusive global rights to a defined peptide library for biocontrol applications. This agreement builds on Corteva's 2024 investment via its Catalyst platform, supporting biological innovation in agriculture. Meanwhile, Syngenta introduced Metproxy Bicyclone, a new herbicide targeting herbicide-resistant grass weeds in soybean and cotton, marking the first new subclass of AC case inhibitors since 2006, with a planned launch in Argentina in 2026 pending regulatory approval. This development was driven by early resistance detection and complements Syngenta's existing crop protection portfolio. French green tech company Amoeba secured final European Union approval for its lysate of Wilayertia magna as a low-risk biocontrol substance following a five-year evaluation and unanimous support from all 27 European Union member states, supporting sustainable agriculture by reducing reliance on synthetic crop protection. Amoeba is pursuing market authorizations in 9 European Union countries and awaiting a decision from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. CropLife International expanded its sustainable pesticide management program to 9 countries, including Guatemala and Chile, aligning with the International Code of Conduct on Pesticide Management, with member companies committing $13 million to enhance access to crop protection tools, improve climate resilience, and strengthen pesticide stewardship and regulatory systems through collaboration with local partners and governments. Finally, GB Potatoes partnered with Horticulture Crop Protection Limited to improve seed potato crop protection strategies in Great Britain, supported by Residual Agriculture and Horticulture Development Board, potato levy funds. A new technical working group will focus on authorizing key plant protection products, targeting extension of authorization for minor use and emergency authorization to support sustainable seed potato production. Controlled environment agriculture is advancing rapidly with new technologies, collaborations, and funding supporting innovation and sustainability in the sector. Signify launched an upgraded Philips GrowWise control system that enhances greenhouse lighting management through centralized, remote, multi-site control featuring customizable light spectra and real-time data integration. The system supports both wired and wireless configurations, enabling wireless users in the Benelux region to participate in energy market services, such as automatic frequency restoration reserve. Meanwhile, Dutch Greenhouse Delta hosted international delegations from Egypt, the Gulf, Central Asia, India, and Southeast Asia at GreenTech 2025 to promote global collaboration in climate-smart horticulture and agritech, resulting in signed agreements with Egypt and Saudi Arabia to strengthen cooperation in controlled environment agriculture. Activities included expert sessions, company visits, and innovation discussions. Swedish agritech firm Blue Red Gold secured €2,730,000 in funding to scale its indoor saffron cultivation system by building a modular facility that replicates optimal growing conditions with automated processing, supporting Pollig sustainability and spice sourcing goals. Skytree and Algae Capital partnered to apply direct air capture technology to supply sustainable carbon dioxide for algae production, capturing over 2,000 tons annually for use at Algae Capital's Iceland facility, which benefits from renewable energy infrastructure to enable low-impact operations and promote circular carbon dioxide use in agricultural and biotech applications. Additionally, Saudi Arabia and the Netherlands signed 27 agreements and memorandums of understanding valued at over 428 million Saudi riyals, covering agriculture, water, and environmental technologies aligned with Saudi Vision 2030, focusing on biotechnology, greenhouse systems, crop protection, and potato processing to modernize agriculture, diversify the economy, and enhance global trade links. Big shifts are underway in ag tech and agriculture policy this week as new partnerships, strategic moves, and government actions reshape the industry. U.S. Sugar has entered a strategic partnership with Everglades Equipment Group to implement John Deere Precision Agriculture Technologies across its South Florida operations, including advanced data connectivity, autonomous equipment research, and tools to optimize land leveling, fuel use, and fertilizer efficiency. The effort reinforces a decades-long relationship and supports precision farming practices across 255,000 acres. Meanwhile, AgroFresh has become the exclusive global distributor of Nabacco's Natu Wrap post-harvest fruit protection solution, which is OMRI certified and made from USDA National Organic Program listed ingredients. The partnership aligns with AgroFresh's strategy to grow its portfolio of natural, sustainable freshness solutions. In financial news, Nio Technologies filed for judicial recovery on June 5, 2025, to pursue a potential buyer following a revenue decline from €3,960,000 in 2021 to 2,400,000 euros in 2024. Operations and negotiations are ongoing under court supervision. Lastly, the SDA has broken ground on an $8.5 million sterile fly dispersal facility at Moore Air Base in Texas, as announced by U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke L. Rollins. The project is part of a five-pronged national strategy to prevent the spread of New World screwworm after recent detections in Mexico prompted temporary import restrictions along the U.S. southern border. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Commercial UAV Expo from September 2nd to 4th, 2025, in Las Vegas, USA. Taiwan Smart Agri Week will be held from September 3rd to 5th in Taiwan, followed by the Global Vertical Farming Show 2025 on September 10th and 11th in Dubai, UAE. Space is scheduled for September 16th to 18th in France. In October, AgraME will take place on October 6th and 7th in Dubai, and the Vertical Farming World Congress will run from October 7th to 9th, 2025, in Amsterdam. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from advanced greenhouse lighting systems and global CEA collaborations to high-tech saffron farming, circular carbon solutions, and landmark international agreements. It's clear the controlled environment agriculture sector is accelerating innovation and sustainability. With strategic partnerships and cutting-edge technologies reshaping how we grow food, the future of indoor farming is becoming more efficient, global, and resilient. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.